Some
can I just
journey.
Say one last thing before we go? If you're listening and you're on the fence about this conversation, or you're just on the fence in general, you need that one thing to push you over. All I'm saying to do is commit to one positive thing every day.
And it's little stuff.
Little.
Push-ups.
Whether it's fitness, whether it's nutrition, whether it's fucking closing your eyes and breathing for 2 minutes.
Breathing's big.
Huge.
Water. I think I've drank 4 glasses of water in my life. Mistake. This fucker walks around with a tub. Look at that fuck. You drink the whole fucking, no.
Yeah.
You do not drink the whole fucking thing. I don't believe.
I drink 1.5 of these a day, but I'm also an athlete. So I take it to another level.
What athlete? Podcast Nation, I'm really excited about this. One of my favorite humans on the earth. I feel like it's the only business outside of my businesses that I kind of like try. It's a funny thing to say, but this is a big shout out to all my, like when I invest in companies, I'm like, look, you're getting my money. You don't get Gary Vee. Like, I'm just trying to be honest with people now. I don't have really the bandwidth for advisory, or of course I'm in bat phone and I'm always about that, but the extremely handsome gentleman in front of me right now is putting together a business I have a lot of passion for. A lot of you know, we did some fun stuff. I actually want to ask you about that, what we did with the Discord, where you basically became everyone's personal trainer. But why don't you tell everybody who you are, what you work on? Let's go into a little bit of the war stories. I also am excited about it because I wanted to actually potentially do this podcast, you know, in December, January, because I think people are always like ready to get their shit together health-wise. But then I also thought about how I said to myself I was gonna get my shit together at 40 and I got it together at 38.5. And so like, why give away another 3 months of this year for the listener on the other side of this? Mm-hmm. Like eating better, working out, eating cleaner, eating, you know, just thoughtfully is a good word. I think is always a good idea, and so I think you're one of the kings of that, and so it's good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Last time I was on the show, we talked a lot about fucking house that I broke into.
Yes, the garage sale stuff.
House is no longer there.
This one, I want to be very selfish for my audience, to be frank, because now you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have this direct to consumer, you know, superfood brand. One of the core reasons I wanted to invest is the apparel and the oat-based meal. Just even watching, because I'm closer to it, like the trials and tribulations. I've had 78 plans for VFriends for the last year, 36, great, 20, not great, 6, forgot about, 4, atrocious. Like, you know, I think it's super important to have real entrepreneurs on the show and talking about the trials and tribulations, when the collateral of having that person on is also me knowing 6 or 7 people about to get their shit together health-wise. I get double happy, and that's why I wanted you on the show. So yes, I love when you hopped the fence and like went into a house that hadn't been touched and there's all sorts of things, but
let me give it to you.
Yeah, so, today, give me this, first of all, because not everyone's constantly listening and there might not be the attachment. Introduce yourself, tell them what you do, and then maybe go into the first place you want to go into, because we can go to a lot of places.
Cool. My name is Mike Chernow. I am a born and raised New York City guy, thought entrepreneurially from a very young age, got into the world of hospitality and restaurants when I was young, opened up a business called The Meatball Shop when I was 28, scaled it. Sold some equity, launched another business called Seymour's, scaled it, sold some equity. And when I was thinking about my next thing, I've kind of got like a 5-year strategy when I launch a business. I kind of launch it, develop value, surround myself with the right people. And if it does what I hope it does, I can mitigate some risk.
Is that because you're so creative and you have a 5-year itch and you want to try new shit?
That's because I know what I'm good at. And I know what I'm not good at.
Got it.
And if we're 5 years in and we're doing somewhere between 30 and 50 million in revenue, there is definitely a smarter fucking person that is going to take that from 50 to 500.
Yeah, you're
million.
A 0 to 30 guy. Other 50 guys.
And also, you know, the truth is that like I'm a hunter. I have a ferocious taste for discovery. I love lifting up rocks and fucking finding salamanders with my kids. Like, I could do that all day.
That's why you probably like garage selling. That's why I like it.
I mean, I literally...
When I pull up, I'm like, who knows what's here?
No, that's it. That's it. You know, like, we are on the hunt for the gray tree 100%. Frog. Legit on Saturday mornings.
I'm looking for like a 1940s Buck Rogers rare super ring that was in cereal that is clearly 10 cents in someone's bucket. Mm-hmm. That is 48,000 on eBay.
Yeah.
I've been struggling to find that, but yes. Understood. Okay.
So that's where I'm at. But really, the underlying component to my happiness and success has been my commitment to fitness, nutrition, and mindset. That has been without a doubt. I decided to change my life 18 years ago. I went from a complete maniac, absolute addict, to this like hard charging, head down fitness fucking nut, you know? And
I mean, every time I see a photo of you on Instagram, I'm like, this is a nut.
I'm a nut. I mean, well,
I also know you're doing it the right way, so it makes it like triple weird, because there's like nuts on the talk, but I'm like, this guy is injecting all sorts of wild, like, you really are about that like life.
Well, I think for your listener, right?
Yep.
Something that I think is, if there's any value that you get out of listening to this right now, if you can commit, and I know this to be true because I'm not a snowflake. I'm no unique dude that just like, you know, I mean, I've done things that would potentially make me unique today, but when I was starting out.
You're saying snowflake like a unique thing, not like someone that's soft.
Right. Snowflake,
just,
like.
Just want to make sure.
There's
just want to be sure we nailed that analogy, because I saw Dustin was confused in the corner.
No, keep going. Like, you know, there's not one. Every single snowflake is unique.
I
got it.
I knew where you were going. It's that word has been manipulated.
Yeah. Copy that.
Know, yeah. Just like hustle. I have to use hard work now. Go figure. Hard work is part of the equation. Go ahead.
So, you know. When I wanted to actually change my life, I learned that if I could commit to taking better care of myself and truly commit, not for the rest of my life, like wake up in the morning and make a decision to be better to myself every single day. That is the trajectory.
Emotionally?
Everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Because like, to me, emotionally is like the passion of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, it is very clear to me, if I could just somehow through another piece of content get people to like themselves more, stop beating themselves up more.
But can I share something
Please.
About that?
So
you and I are very similar there. I think that's why we get along so well, is that like this overwhelming sense of optimism about life in general, right? Like, everybody is going to deal with pain. Everybody is going to deal with challenge. Everybody is going to deal with struggle.
A lot of it.
All of it.
A lot of it.
Like, probably
that
more.
That person that you're envying or jealous of right now is dealing with shit that you have no idea.
And every single person that's made it to the absolute top has lost way more than they've won.
Yep.
That is facts.
Where people miss it, and this is an important nuance, they've micro lost, not macro lost. Mm-hmm. Because people want it so fast, they take these big risks that they can macro lose. But to your point, I mean, I lose every day, actually.
Me too.
It's just a real thing.
Yeah. Like, and so I basically learned early on that if I can commit to fitness and nutrition, mindset stuff came later.
Yep.
But if I can commit to exercise and eating well on a daily basis, and I want to say that clearly, like, it's not, you know, I think where people fail in this arena is they say, that's it. I'm going to the gym every day. I'm eating brown rice, chicken, and broccoli.
It's too extreme. And it's not sustainable.
It's not. It is sustainable. It is, from my experience, it is sustainable, but the approach.
No, I'm sorry. The approach of like, I'm going to go to a place that's so inconvenient.
Right.
Like, so inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, I think people have to find their way. But to your point, it's the reason so many people have a great January and it's all falling apart by April is because they beat themselves up when they've had a misstep or two in February.
Uh-huh. And the other piece is, and so I'll get to where I'm at now with Creatures of Habit, but.
Yes, we should talk about Creatures of Habit before we get out of here. We got a good solid 15, okay, maybe good. 17.
So that's my story, right?
Yep.
The foundation, the concrete, the bedrock of my happiness from when I made that decision when I was 23 years old has been my commitment to fitness and nutrition. Now, how is that manifested? It's manifested in an amazing marriage to my wife that we've been married 15 years. We'll be together 18 years.
Awesome.
I mean, it's fucking nuts. It's awesome. I feel like a kid, and I've been with this woman for almost 18 years.
Love it.
We've got two awesome kids. I've launched businesses. I've had TV, you know, like, I've done a bunch of things. It all started with my commitment to myself. That's the truth.
Awesome.
And so when I was thinking about the next project, what I was going
to
do
real
next.
Quick, just because I'm thinking about somebody listening to this, I'm like, want them to get value. The commitment to yourself, and you started it with fitness. Was it, I'm an addict. I'm in this bad place. Like, I need to transform. And this seems achievable and I can build momentum off of this. Was it that logical?
It's the win. It's the win.
Like, the micro win on a daily basis.
The micro win
on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, yeah. Stacked. Right? So like it starts with one thing. Well, if I can exercise, and I will also say another thing. The community of people that you surround yourself with, as you know very well, is going to ultimately have you sink or swim.
So are you saying the people you hung with prior versus the people you hung with post were very different makeup?
Very different makeup. And it's not about it's not about cutting loose all your friends.
It's limiting.
I
keep saying this, you don't have to cut your mom or your best friend out, but you want to be potentially strategic if they are bringing you down.
Yeah. It's not about completely cutting it loose tomorrow or today. It's about trying to find one other person
to add. 100%. Let me give you one, because then I want him to continue, that I'm passionate about on this add one versus subtract one, The Office. Like, finding one person in The Office that's nice, that you like, they may be in accounting. Mm-hmm. They may be like sitting on the other side of the building. Like, it's just so interesting. School. Like, I love what you just said. I have not spoken on this, but it's how I think about it. The add one versus the daunting nature of subtracting one.
Mm-hmm.
You can start adding the good while you're still living in the bad.
Well, and by the way, like you start at like one good will subtract five bad ultimately over time, right?
Especially if you're at wit's end and you're conscious or your subconscious becoming conscious and you know you're gravitating towards one good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've seen it. I've been that person for people in school and life.
So, Creatures of Habit, right? Yes. That's the new business. It's Creatures with a K. Listener to add value.
For the kids at home in the back.
Creatures with a K. But I wanted to be able to tell that story.
Yeah.
That is a big motivator for me. I know money doesn't motivate me. I know creativity motivates me. Being able to help somebody motivates me. And being able to tell an experience that I've had that could potentially penetrate somebody's life in a positive way is, I think, my ultimate thing.
What is Creatures of Habit? Direct right down the pipe so everybody
Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We sell nutritional healthy habits, and the product that we're focused on right now is this superfood meal, oat-based. You can make it instant or overnight. It's got 30 grams of plant-based protein. It's got omega-3 fatty acids. It's got a probiotic, digestive enzymes, vitamin D3, chia seeds, flaxseed, pumpkin seeds. There's 6 different flavors. You make it like oatmeal, but it's so much more than oatmeal. It is not oatmeal. Oatmeal is what we are all used to eating from, you know, a pouch of Quaker. It is far, far different. It is probably just about the best thing you can put into your body to kickstart your day or post-workout, pre-workout.
And for all the DTC people out there, direct-to-consumer, like real commerce people, just to nerd up on that part, how do you sell it in what format?
So we only sell it through our website right now.
Yep.
We're killing it on our website.
What package sizes?
In boxes of 7, so I could just show you, like, this is the product. This is what it looks like for anybody that's not just listening, but for people that are watching.
Yep.
This is the product. It comes in a pouch, very easy to make. You could take it with you anywhere on the go. I travel with it. I mean, I moved out of the city, so I'm not in the city right now.
How's that feeling?
The interesting thing is what it did for me, which is something that I am incredibly grateful for. It brought me closer to my family. So I am like a true dad. I am coaching the
soccer
game.
You're a real dad now.
I am a real dad coaching the soccer game on Saturday mornings.
On the flip side, for you, the human being, the electricity that you miss,
An absolute live wire, insane person, and it pumps through my blood. Yeah. And so when I'm here, like I got into town on what's today? On Sunday night, I drove into the city. I parked my car in the East Village, and I walked 5 miles. Just to take it in.
I have like a meeting in Chicago on Thursday, and I'm like sad that I have to like be in Chicago. Like, that's how much more I like New York than every other place.
I love it
like,
here.
Like, I when I here. Look at like Philly, Chicago, Boston, like, I'm like, these are...
But you want to hear something really interesting that I noticed on Sunday night, and also yesterday, because I'm just like, I'm in the city, I'm walking everywhere, period. I'm just walking everywhere. I have so much experience in this city.
Yeah, you've
like been raised. All over the city.
Yeah.
And when I walk through air, you know, like how many times do people ask you what inspires you, right? Like, oh, what do you do for inspiration? What inspires you? And like the truth is, nostalgia actually inspires me.
That's cool.
To want to do shit.
That's
right.
Cool.
Like if I see a restaurant that I went to. I was walking on Canal Street. I passed what is now, I don't remember what it is now. It's like a Subway, but it was a Blimpy.
Oh yeah.
And my dad and I, even though we had a really tough relationship, we would bond at Blimpy. And so one of the last meals we had when he was alive was at Blimpy on Canal Street. And I just stopped there. And I was just like, wait a second. Like,
this is a spot. That meant something to me.
Dude, this cool. was it. So anyway, so Creatures of Habit. So you can buy it on our website. It is something that you should eat every single day. I eat it every single day. I've been eating it every single day for years and years. The reason why I created this product is because I was making this. It took me 15, 20 minutes every morning to make. I've been doing it for literally 17 years. And then I decided to put it in a pouch and make it easy for everybody else.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in this first, what is it, two years in?
We're a year in. We just celebrated a year. Seems like forever. Learned an enormous amount.
What's first, the biggest surprise pro? Positive biggest, surprise.
That I projected doing a certain amount of money and we did over 50% better.
Amazing. Biggest negative surprise.
I found out that we're not oatmeal. And you told me that like day one, right? Yeah. But I was fighting this thing because it was oatmeal for me for years. It was oatmeal for me, but I found out from the community and we built this awesome, robust, amazing community. I found out from them.
Yep.
They're like, this shit is not oatmeal.
Yeah.
This is so much more than oatmeal for us. Like, we take this wherever we go. We never travel with Quaker.
But that's a positive, right? You almost just answered me when I'm like, what's your weakness when I interview people? And they're like, oh, like, sometimes I just work so hard that I burn out. I'm like, that's a fucking back-end compliment to yourself. I would argue that that was a back-end compliment.
All right, so give me
something more like, your first sweatpants suck shit.
Oh, got you. Well, that happened.
I'm aware, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Like,
honestly, because I really do, I really genuinely believe your second thing was you might have had some slight emotion to it, but the answer is actually a major positive, hence why I was excited about my first. Give me something real for the people out there right now who had a fucked up shipment and they don't have the money to replace, like, for the fucking people in the trenches, and you're a guy from the trenches, which is why I fuck with you. Give me something in year one that was like, fuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you a big one. So
please.
We launched this business in the pandemic.
Yes.
We had, you know, I am insanely passionate about apparel. Apparel is like a big deal for me. I'm very passionate about it.
Yes.
And I didn't want to just take like blanks and put my logo on it. I wanted to actually—
Do it proper.
And this was a mistake, straight up 100%. I wanted to design every piece, from the hat to the socks to the t-shirts to the sweatpants to the sweatshirt, the whole thing, everything. I've never designed a piece of clothing before. And so I wanted to do this. And I remember I call up G and I'm like, I'm talking to him and I'm like, how many of these hoodies should I order? I'm like, I'm gonna order 150. He's like, order 500. I'm like, fuck, all right. So it just so happens that the sleeves were too short. the sleeves work incredibly well for me. I'm on this shorter end of the scale, but the sleeves were too short, and the guys that I was designing with, they were just like, yo, this is what you want to do? And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Am I doing something wrong? And they didn't say, well, you need to extend the sleeves at least an inch every size up. So we did extend the sleeves regardless. Fucked up.
Yep.
Nightmare. Still dealing with it. All good. We're also actually, I'm definitely not throwing in the towel on apparel.
Of course
because
not.
Apparel is a fucking awesome thing for us to be able to do. We got some new designs in. It's a little bit more down the center of the lane.
Before I lose you.
Yeah.
When this launched off, VFriends was going crazy. I was so underwater, but I wanted to give love. And we did this fun thing together on Discord. Tell the story and give me the follow-up, because I've been so busy, even though you probably were laughing like, fuck, if he's closest to my business, the fuck's he doing everywhere else? Because I'm so crazy. But tell everybody the story of that, what I threw in at the end, and then like what's been happening. Because I'm genuinely curious what's been happening with all the people that signed up for the subscription/access.
Okay, and we're going to do that again in December, January.
Are we?
Yeah, hopefully.
But we're going to do it as a
Twitter Live.
I get it, but are you going to be, what you learned? Like, I don't know, I'm genuinely curious. I'll set up to go a little faster. Like, we were doing a thing for all the VFriends in a Discord, right?
You connected with your Discord, we did it on Twitter Spaces.
Oh, is that true? I'm sorry. So it was still Twitter Spaces, and we were jamming, just talking about the launch of this, you know, and then I was like, hey, like people need coaches, like access, like you're the startest. Like if people buy right now for my community, can they like get you? And it was kind of like, we didn't talk about that. I just kind of like,
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Please,
Gary was basically like, for the first 100 people that subscribe right now, Chernow will do a half hour one-on-one with you. And then all of a sudden it was like, bing, 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 bing. And he was like, damn, he's like, holy shit. He's like, Chernow, how are things going? I'm like, it's awesome. And he was like, you know what? Actually, how do you feel about this, Mike? Anybody who's on this channel right now, anybody who's live, if they subscribe, would you take them on as a one-on-one? And legit 276 people in 30 minutes subscribed, which is amazing. And we have still a ton of them. If not, I think we lost 20 or 30% of them.
That's nothing.
So I had my assistant literally
schedule
276 half hour one-on-ones. And it was amazing for me. It was a blessing in disguise. It was a fuck ton of work. But it was funny. I call up Gary after. I'm like, dude, 276. He's like, beep, 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 beep. He's like, oh, no, that's only like 47 hours. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, straight, you know?
I mean, but what I thought incredible. In that 100 plus hours, like, was, can you, and I was like, send an email and see how many people will do 3-on-1. Like, but like, it was more about like, you're going to get insights from real people.
And
I also knew the community that was listening that day, just like the community that's listening now. Like, I'm so grateful for like the kindness and the whole energy of it all. I assume
I just
you enjoy
say,
the shit out of.
So you have please. you have somebody who is a massive fan, and her name is Katie. And if you're listening, Katie, I just want to say, Katie texts me a picture of herself walking every day. And for me, I'm like almost emotional saying that because we connected through your through that experience. I told Katie, I put a fitness program, I put a nutrition program together, and I said, all I want you to do is commit to walking every morning. That's it. I don't care.
Nothing else.
All I want, even if you don't eat the oats.
Right. Dustin liked that one. So I'm,
you know,
a little, go ahead and.
I want you to walk, and then I want you to take a selfie and send it to me.
How's
every
it going?
Day. Amazing.
She's killing it.
She's killing it. She's absolutely killing it. And you know, I'm sure that there were more, obviously.
Of course.
My connection to her.
Meant something.
Was, you know, she's a mom. She lives in Boston. She's a heart. She's like a heart.
Wait a minute. Is she a Patriots fan? This might be
honestly,
a big fucking problem. Actually, I think
good work
I think,
this
by
weekend,
the way,
by the way.
By the way, I think I have to, I know.
Can I just say one thing? Receipts. So I just want to know, is that save your fucking receipts, dude?
No. It's so funny. That video went so viral of me reacting to the Jets miracle win. But what's funny is 99% of the audience had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. Our coach, earlier in the week in press conference, the New York media is impossible. They're just beating up the Jets. Everyone shits on the Jets. And Coach Sala, this is why I love the motherfucker, was like, you know what? Just so all of you know, I'm keeping receipts. I'm keeping the receipts of all of you that say we suck and we'll never be good. And I understand that. Like, I love knowing who's actually doesn't think I got it. Mm-hmm. Like, my whole life, everybody thought I was gonna lose. D's and F's. Athletically, it wasn't there. Classroom, I wasn't there, but I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill all you motherfuckers. I'm keeping receipts. So I loved it. And then for them to pull off this fucking miracle, nonsensical win, I was so hyped.
Yes, you
I
were.
I grabbed the phone.
Yes, you were.
I did
very
what I did,
hyped.
And I just went receipt. And nobody even knows what it means. And like, literally everybody in the office has been asking me, like, nobody has a clue what it means except diehard Jet fans. Like, who's watching a head coach's Tuesday press conference? If you're not, like, you have to be a diehard of a diehard of a diehard. And so that's what receipts meant on that viral.
I was at MetLife on Sunday. I watched the Giants win twice in September. I can't believe the Giants have won twice in September. I'm the happiest person alive, period, done. And one last thing before we go, if people are interested in buying, they can go online and buy using our website, and they can use KOHGV20, the number 20. 20% off.
Love it. So KOHGV20, you're a good businessman. You came up with a code before you got here that gives a 20%.
I came up with a code literally
on
a second
spot
ago.
Right now.
On a
your
second
team
ago.
Will now
I was going to say KOHGARY20.
No, I think KOHGV20 is good. Oh, for the 20% discount. It's going to be like it's 22. Can we give him a 25% discount?
fucking guy.
I gotta stay consistent.
Love it. Love it.
Can we? I love these people.
Let's do 22.5.
That's gonna be tough. No,
because
math.
Let's do
22. Let's do 22.
Okay, yeah. 22 is good.
By the way, you want a real insight? The reason I didn't go up to 23, even though I asked for 25, is because I hate Michael fucking Jordan so much as a Knicks fan that I can't make it 23. So we're gonna make a double deuce.
Let's go, 22.
So KOH GV 22.
KOH GV 22, 22% off. And there is a reason why I can't go 25, but
respect, respect. I respect that.
Dude, I love you.
You're
man.
Running
I
a real business.
You.
I appreciate you. Everybody, listen. Go do the homework. Go do the homework on this dude. I really think there's something here for a lot of you, and I'm really excited about us doing something like that again. I really want to understand how you're thinking about scaling this, because I think that will be valuable, and I appreciate you sharing something.
Can I just say one last thing before we go? If you're listening and you're on the fence about this conversation, or you're just on the fence in general, you need that one thing to push you over. I don't care if you use this, although it would be awesome if you use this product. All I'm saying to do is commit to one positive thing every day. Do it for a week. It's going to feel like a chore.
It's real.
Do one positive thing every day for a week. It's going to feel like a chore. Once you get through that chore, give it another week. So you're in chore for like 14 days. After you get through 14 days of chore.
And it's little stuff.
Little.
Push-ups. Do them right.
Easy.
Because I didn't
10 push-ups in the morning.
I didn't know how to do them right when me and Mike first started. Like, it's insane what can actually happen.
It has bled into every other area of my life. So all I'm saying is commit to one great thing, whether it's fitness, whether it's nutrition, whether it's fucking closing your eyes and breathing for 2 minutes.
Breathing's big.
Huge.
Water. I think I've drank 4 glasses of water in my life. Mistake. This fucker walks around with a tub. Look at that fuck. You drink the whole fucking, no.
Yeah.
You do not drink the whole fucking thing.
I
don't believe.
I drink 1.5 of these a day, but I'm also an athlete. So I take it to another level.
What athlete?
Dude, I'm a fucking athlete, man.
For what?
Now I'm doing CrossFit, but I'm a pro bodybuilder. I am actually a pro bodybuilder. 100% pro card, like bodybuilder. Yes. Look it up. 100% pro OCB. Pro bodybuilder. Got my pro card in November.
Dustin's an athlete. No, I'm serious. Professional BMX, true BMX. I'm an athlete too. I am a Hall of Fame garage sailor. See ya.